As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, November the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always lots of good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. That email Addy supersedes all prior, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo the Big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis, and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found on my webpage, becomevocallocal.com. This morning, precious metals struggle to hold ground. Economic uncertainty abounds. We're going to go into that quite a bit. The Seoul G20 and the APEC Yokohama basically scrubbed from the news basket, but it's still on our browser. We'll talk about foreclosures front and center as they move back into the news again. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report. Rather grim news in the financials this morning, but it's going to continue this way for some time, I would say, as we find the right ground to stand upon in the wake of the QE2 round one. But for Tuesday, November the 16th, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we find gold trading off another $5.20 at $1,355.30. Silver off 7 cents this morning at $25.46. Platinum down 15 bucks at $1,656. Palladium off 11 at $6.59. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, fairly good spread building up, about a $15 spread in there this morning. The low is at $1,351.50. The high is at $1,365.80. So things are not too bad. If we can just keep it right in that range for a while, we'll be doing fine. But at $1,355.30, your gold is up year to year for a $215.90 return on your investment at 18.94%. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association. You can find their website up on the web under that, London Bullion Market Association. Fixed the price of gold this morning at $1,363.25, and it began trading below that. The SPDR gold shares unchanged overnight, holding 1,290.86 metric tons in their electronic storage chest, at valued on State Street at $56.8 billion. We'll be right back.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report, close that out, put it behind us for this morning. Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold down $5.20 an ounce at $1,355.30. Silver off 7 cents a troy ounce at $25.46. Platinum down 15 bucks at $16.56. Palladium off 11 at $659. Lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $13.51.50 for a low, $13.65.80 for a high. Again, the London Gold Fix, the boys in London set the price at $13.63.25 this morning. It topped out a little bit above that, then came back down again. We're kind of in a holding pattern. As long as we can stay somewhere between 1320 and 1360 for a while, maybe a week to 10 days, we'll start to build more strength, and then we'll probably start to move up again. And that sentiment is shared by many. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on yesterday evening closed out at up 9 at 11,202, heading back down to that $11,000 mark. It's considerably above to 10,000. But nevertheless, it's a little bit weak this morning, showing as well. The NASDAQ off 4, closing yesterday at 25.14. The Standard & Poor's 500, Standard & Poor's, very poor, as I like to say. They closed down 1 at 1,198. Crude oil this morning off $1.31 at $83.55 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index, the USDX, off 6 basis points at 78.53. So all these little indicators are really important. We have to keep our eyes on this. It's, you know, we're talking millions and millions and millions of dollars in this marketplace, and everybody's trying to figure out what on earth is going on. The foreign exchange rates reflecting all of this uncertainty, the Canadian loonie off 63 basis points, trying to give a little bit of space for the U.S. dollar so that we don't look like we're undercutting the currency markets, no doubt. But we have our little North American Security and Prosperity Partnership basket of currencies here. The Canadian loonie off 63 at 98 cents U.S., moving down from, once again, from parity with the U.S. dollar in advance of the G20 meeting. The Mexican peso off 34 basis points and yet still trades down from the high side of 8 cents. The euro this morning exchanges against the U.S. dollar, bumping up a little bit, up 12 basis points at $1.36. British pound off 32 basis points at $1.60. And the Swiss franc down 11 basis points at $1.02. The bond market this morning, this is the place to keep your eyes right now. Today, tomorrow, and the next week, let's see what happens in the bond market. The U.S. Treasuries, the two-year, very strong position here, up at 0.50. Now you think, well, 0.5%, well, that doesn't mean anything. Well, yeah, but just a week or so ago, it was in the 30s, 0.30. The 10-year is at 2.90, that's real strong. And the 30-year at 4.34. Of course, that's not good for the mortgage market, where this morning we find the 15-year mortgage now reversing this downward trend. We saw it happen yesterday after this the G20 meeting in Seoul, Korea, and the APEC meeting in Yokohama. The 15-year mortgage moves up from 3.75% a month ago to 3.92. That's going to make it more difficult for people to qualify and get into those mortgages to help out this faltering real estate market. And the 30-year mortgage, fixed-rate mortgage, moves up from 4.39% to 4.51%, a big jump in the 30-year. Prime rate stands at 3.25%, and your gold-silver ratio is 53.25 to 1. 53.25 ounces of silver will buy you 1 ounce of gold at these spot prices. In the Econo Day calendar, there's a lot happening today. The ICS Goldman store sales is out. The producer price index report is out. The Red Book is out. Treasury International Capital is out. Industrial production. We're going to see the housing market index come out. 4-week bill auctions today. Pretty busy day today. Tomorrow, we'll see the consumer price index come out and housing starts report. And the petroleum status report will be out as well. Thursday, again, a big day. Jobless claims, leading indicators in the Philadelphia Fed. But let's go into that ICSC Golden, right there, should be the first one up. It is. The ICSC Goldman store sales. Now, this is a very brief report this morning. What they're basically showing, a year-to-year of a 3.4% increase in sales. Store sales slipped 0.1% in November, the 13-week. On-year sales are unchanged at plus 3.4%. ICSC Goldman sees strength ahead, forecasting a full month, 4 to 5% on year gain. Red Book is out at 8:55 a.m. And let's just go right to that in a moment. We're going to go here there next. The producer price index. The producer price index is an interesting indicator as well. And what I would recommend, so that I don't have to try and sound like I'm smarter than I am, because I'm not on these things. I'm just struggling along like the rest of y'all, trying to understand this stuff. What I would recommend is that you go up on the Bloomberg website, or just simply go to the econoday.com website and take a look at this stuff yourself, because they have a little thing in here, why investors care. And then sometimes they have definitions, definitional statements. And if you look at those and read the pages on that, you'll find out what these indicators mean to the economists. Now, they don't have to necessarily mean much to us. Most of these numbers are jiggled around and fiddled with anyway. But they are indicators of what's going on in the marketplace. And as economy, it seems to be driving not only the news, but all global affairs right now. I guess it behooves us to pay attention. Inflation at the producer was more that moderate than expected in September. What are they talking about? Inflation at the producer. The cost of making things is going up. all right, with the core tugged down by discounts in motor vehicle prices. The overall PPI, Producers Price Index, inflation rate held steady at 0.4% in October, coming in significantly below the consensus forecast of 0.8% increase. Now, you know they're looking for inflation. Bernanke's been calling for it. He wants people to create this idea, this sense that we're going to have inflation so that we rush out and buy things today that we don't need on account of the fact that they may go up in the future. Anyway, at the core level, the PPI surprisingly fell. This is just unexpectedly fell, surprisingly fell 0.1%, down from 0.1% gain in September. You know, 1%, folks, that's one penny in a dollar. All right. But a 0.1% would be one-tenth of a penny. Cut a penny in 10, you know, it's tiny, okay? It's basically flat, you might as well just say it. The core was led down by a 3% drop. Now, that would be 3 pennies, 3%. The core was led down by a 3% drop in passenger car prices and a 4.3% decrease in the light truck prices. So in order to clear those lots all across America and make room for the 2011s, they've got to get rid of the other ones, and so the prices are dropping in this, as we move towards, you know, December. That's going to be where it's going to be. Year-end sale, you'll see it. They'll be out there with their hot dogs and the balloons, no doubt, pretty quick. For the latest month, food slipped 0.1% after jumping 1.2% in September. So slipping 0.1% after a 1.2% jump is, you know, it's not even worth talking about. It was up 1.2% in September. Leave it there and get away from it. The energy component spiked 3.7%. Watch your energy bills. Watch your electricity bills. Watch your natural gas bills. Look at the bill that you're going to have to pay for gasoline. It's going up. The things you need go up. The things you don't need go down. We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010. We know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks. Forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So I suppose for this morning it would be safe to say that the cost of making things is going up, and you know if it's going to cost more to make things, it's going to cost you more to buy things, whatever things are that you're looking for. This out the Red Book. Red Book this morning, Econo Day, having missed a pivot higher in government retail sales data. Government retail sales data, so you can trust that as much as you want. Starting in August, both Redbook and the ICSC Goldman show steady rates of sales so far this month. You want to check with the stores, make sure the shopkeepers agree with that. We know that the government sometimes fudges their books. Redbook's on-year rate for the November 13 week is to plus 2.7%, the same rate the four-week average has shown in three of the last 4 weeks. Not much change. Month-to-month Redbook tally shows a very mild pace of plus 0.1%. Plus 0.1%, okay, cut a dime or cut a penny in 10 pieces, and you can push that one over to your stock, or your stack. The government's ex-auto, ex-gas category, take the gas out of it, the automobiles out of it, rose 0.4% in both October and September and jumped to 0.9% in August. We almost got a 1% increase in August. Well, that's that one. Let's continue. All right, pick this guy up. The Treasury International Capital. So Treasury International Capital is rather interesting. It's all of the inflows and outflows of Treasury into the U.S. Long-term U.S. securities, and they're showing it at about $81.0 billion. So between Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and all of his international bankster gangsters, there's a lot of activity in the Treasuries. And you can see at these kind of rates, they're trying to do everything they can do to get people to buy our bonded indebtedness. Of course, it's going over like a lead balloon. However, if you had either balloons or lead, you could probably sell them far quicker than you could sell our Treasury notes. The markets, the industrial production this morning, industrial production month-to-month change is flat. Zero. Capacity utilization rate, 74.8%, whatever that means. Market consensus before the announcement, industrial production in September declined. Do we need to say, really, any more than that? Well, that's the economic calendar for today. Let's jump over here to Ireland. I wanted to check this one out. Ireland signaled a willingness to weigh European Union measures to aid its banks, potentially abandoning a going-it-alone defense to prevent a resurgent debt crisis from stabilizing the euro. Wow. This is a generic article found on the Bloomberg website. Maybe it was written by Reuters or somebody and sent out to the world, but everybody's concerned about what Brian Cohen, the Prime Minister of Ireland, is doing. He's trying to go it alone. Well, you know, no one can go it alone on the new planet, you know, but together we can. But together we can, and that's what they're really trying to do. They're trying to force him into a position of together we can, and he's starting to break. He's cracking around the edges with the European Central Bank officials urging Ireland. You can just see that. They're bringing all their kneecappers, you know, and they got their Chinese finger puzzles, and they're going to, you know, pressure Brian Cohen. Cohen, rather interesting name. Anyway, Prime Minister, with European Central Bank officials urging Ireland to set aside national pride. That damn nationalist, that national pride out of there. You're going to need to be a globalist, boy. And tap the 750 billion euro fund created in May. Prime Minister Brian Cohen put aid for banks on the agenda of a meeting of euro finance ministers today. All right. We have to discuss these matters with partners, as to how best to underpin financial and banking stability. That's sustaining. It's underpinning. It's sustaining. It's propping it up. It's shoring up something that would otherwise fall on its own. accord. Within the euro area, Cohen told state broadcaster RTE in an interview late yesterday, Ireland has not asked for any bailout, he said. All right? So at least Mr. Cohen here is intelligent enough to know that whenever you put your hands out for unearned grants in aid, whenever you reach for that bag of shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably put on, and he would just as soon keep Ireland out of that, and that would be wonderful if he could. My best wishes to Mr. Cohen. Unfortunately, the Irish turmoil marks a new stage in a sovereign debt crisis that was triggered by Greece and threatened to break the euro region apart in May. Well, wouldn't that be good news? Wake up and find that the euro was splintered and it was all the countries were freed of these chains. The Irish bonds, isn't that interesting? The Irish bonds, it's like bondage, bonded indebtedness. The Irish bonds tumbled today, reversing a two-day surge on a concern that Brussels meeting might end without a deal. I keep talking about deals. Deal. Tried to get a deal in Copenhagen. Tried to get a deal in Seoul. Without a deal to shore up Ireland's banks. Quote, we are in a survival crisis, close quote, EU President Herman Van Rompuy. Rompuy. Man, somebody ought to just help this guy out. Wow. What a weird name. His parents must have really disliked him. Anyway, said it at the European Policy Center in Brussels today, quote, if we don't survive with the Eurozone, we will not survive with the European Union. What a blessing that would be. What a Christmas present. Can you imagine? We wouldn't survive with the Eurozone and the European Union would go bye-bye as well. The euro was little changed at $1.36, blah, blah, blah. Refusal to tap EU funds would push Ireland's borrowing costs higher again, Deutsche Bank AG said. Refusal to tap the EU funds. They don't like it when you stand back. They don't like it when you're independent. They don't like it when you refuse to comply. They want voluntary compliance, and they want it at the point of a gun or the barrel of a gun. Spreads at risk. The recent rally increases the chances that Ireland won't ask for any aid, but the reality is that spreads are at risk of re-widening if they don't. Spreads. Cohen has a bit of a spread developing there, I noticed in the photograph. Cohen is due to appear in Dublin Parliament from 2:30 for a regular question session with lawmakers. European ministers meet at 5 p.m. Well, as you can see, lots happening in Ireland, and they're really driving the marketplace today. Everybody's concerned about Ireland. Well, here's another one. We've got a guy here, John Ermatinger, GAP's Asia president. GAP Incorporated, I suppose, I can see from the article here that GAP is a clothing, either a clothing retail or a clothing brand. You tell me, I don't know. J.C. Penney Company, that'd be Jacques C. Penney. We used to get their catalogs delivered to our house in Alaska when I was young. I haven't seen a Jacques C. Penney catalog in a long time. And other U.S. retailers may have to pay Chinese suppliers, listen, as much as 30% more for clothes. Why? As surging cotton prices boost costs. You see, whether you invested in gold or silver or platinum or palladium or rhodium or strontium or any of the rest of it, whether you're invested in copper or whether you're invested in wheat or wheat futures or cotton, you're doing okay. Why? Because there's value there. All right? The commodities, they're real. They're tangible assets. You can take a bale of cotton, like Melody Hallett has a really funny song that she has on her broadcast, Truth Quest, on Saturdays. But you can take a bale of cotton, you can drag it in your bedroom closet, shove it in there, and it's worth something. All right? Don't let it rot, though. It won't last forever like gold. It's a little terrifying to deal with cotton suppliers now, said Vicky Wu, a sales manager at Suzhou United Techs Enterprise Limited, a closely held Jingzhou province-based clothes maker that counts Gap and Jacques C. Penney among its clients. A little terrifying to deal with cotton suppliers now. Oh my God, I gotta go buy some cotton. Oh my God, I gotta go buy some cotton. Oh my God, I gotta go buy some cotton. I don't know if it's that bad, but cotton futures in China have surged more than 70% this year, and we're at a record earlier as the global economy emerged from recession. Real problem being involved in a global economy. One little, famine or infects the whole world, you know, one earthquake, oh my God, and everybody's involved. Everybody's dug into the mire with you. Well, together we can.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And you're certainly welcome to call into the broadcast this morning if you'd like, folks. 866-841-1065. Just kind of working our way through the news basket. Let's go to our caller in the 617 area code. Good morning.
Oh, well, it's me, Jeff, calling from Boston, Massachusetts today. How's it going?
Going very well, Jeff. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. I'm on my work break, so I'm going to fly blind on this one, which is the two big headlines of the week, even the month, maybe even the year, is the missile launch from California. And also there's also an article on a missile launch from the East Coast. But there's not too much information on that one. And the TSA pat-downs. First, the TSA pat-downs. More updated information on this one, which is very important. Obama or Janet Napolitano wants to give Muslims an exemption to the intimate pat-down at the airport. You know, I just did some research on TSA. Also, look at the people who work at the airport. Just look at the faces and so forth. And architect of all this nonsense, and you can pretty much figure it out that it's Operation, may I say it, Sting the Rich Man. Operation Goose the Straight White Male. That's what this is.
You know, Jeff, yeah. I am not surprised at all that they would want to get an exemption for pat-downs to the Muslims. You know, first of all, it would take about, you know, I don't know, there's probably about 40 yards of camel hair in a burqa, and then they, you know, the turban, they might have 200 or 300 yards there that they would have to unwind to, and it really is quite an art to be able to wind a turban. So I can imagine they wouldn't be very successful with that. I don't know, a well-made burqa, maybe be a 3/4 inch thick. It'd be like trying to pat down a sheet of plywood.
Well, you're absolutely right on that. And also, too, what you have to remember is, at the end of the day, this is not about race, it's class warfare. Alan Keyes would never do this kind of stuff. But you see, we have a communist, Marxist, Muslim, and a racist in office. So I'm not surprised that Obama is doing all this kind of stuff. And I'm not surprised that Obama and Clinton have turned over our technology over to the communists, which, by the way, I believe that that missile launch was from Red China giving us the middle finger and basically giving us a warning before they nuke a city or two or three or four or five, like Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, San Francisco, and other cities like that. So that would not shock me at the least. And you know what? As far as the pat downs is concerned, you watch. This is going to come to a subway. This is going to come to office buildings. This is going to come to roadside checkpoints, and they'll be manned by East Germans, Russians, Red Chinese, and other third world people doing it to Americans and aiming their crosshairs at, guess what, Jewish people and straight white males, because that's what communists hate for the most part, and Muslims and other people like that, and so forth, and the sellouts, which means good people who are of other races, ethnicities, and cults, like Pastor Manning, Jesse Lee Peterson, people like that, like Lupe Murano, who ran for congresswoman in California, good woman. So in other words, it's the straight white males. So in other words, a Jewish person comes through. Hyman, you're going to take off your yarmulke. Take off your whole robe. Let's see what's under that beard of yours. Oh, Abdul, you get a pass. Jim Bob, back there, you're going to get the works.
Well, we'll see how that one plays out. I wouldn't be as generous with you as far as the Jewish people are concerned. After all, I think it is Michael Chertoff, you know, the dual citizen Israeli, the little Satan that he is with the pointed ears and the point,
like,
and you know, the little beard. You know, he's the guy that runs the he owns the back scanner
machines.
I wouldn't give him anything there. And then as far as TSA training and the pat downs and all of that, they perfected everything at the checkpoints in Palestine. So I wouldn't give the Jews a pass on that one. But certainly anybody in America that is still flying on these airplanes, we can always boycott them. Boycott with our dollars. Let our dollars.
Boycotting.
Yeah, just boycott the daggum things, you know. Or like I suggested on Chris Kemp's broadcast the other day, you know, if you really want to do a good boycott, and you find yourself in one of these lines, just start taking your clothes off, you know, just fold them up
like that.
You know, kick them along like that, you know, and you could just walk into the gas chambers like anybody else.
I like that. Before I get off on my break, Will, you're absolutely right. Michael Chertoff, that guy ought to be in jail. That guy is making a mint off of all these machines, and no person with dual citizenship, I don't care if they're American and Israeli, American and Swedish, or American and English. Nobody with a dual citizenship gets any kind of office. It's a hyphenated America, and you know what Theodore Roosevelt said? A hyphenated America is the destruction of America. I'm not quoting that right, but Will, spot on. You're absolutely right. Well, you know what I say before I close? Think of it this way here. We're not to interfere with other countries, and other countries are not to interfere with us. I fear that all these third world barbarian countries are going to dominate over America, and that traitors within are going to let this happen, and our troops are going to be overseas in their countries, and their people are going to be here, and it's going to be miserable for the whole world, and that's what this thing is all about. And well, hold on to your hats, my friend, and have a good one.
All right, thanks for calling in. Always great. Jeff's got some novel ideas, but he's a good caller. Appreciate it. Your calls are welcome today throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. No, I wouldn't give the Hebrew a pass on this one. You know, most of them are just as deep into this. They're enriching themselves. You know, what kind of financial terror do you find on Wall Street anyway? Plenty. You know, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, all the Goldsteins, all the gold plots, you know. No, I'm not going to give them a pass, but I understand the sentiment. You know, I do understand the sentiment. Back to this article. Again, talking about commodities, you know, and understanding that commodities, it's tangible. This is real. Copper, cotton, wheat, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, etc. Cotton futures in China, now again, we got speculators in the marketplace, cotton futures in China have surged more than 70% this year. Now, right now, this morning, we have 18.94% return on your investment year to year in gold. I guess if you put all your money in cotton, a year ago today, you'd be up 70%. You'd be doing better. The only thing that would be maybe topping that would be gold shares, mining stocks, you know, something like that. But anyway, cotton futures in China have surged more than 70% this year and were at a record earlier as the global economy emerged from the recession, allowing people to spend more on clothes. I haven't bought a garment in a long time. Most of the garments that are available to me are made in China. That rules them out. Production of the fiber in China, the world's biggest user and importer, is, and notice, biggest user and importer, all right, China, is forecast to lag behind demand for a 12th year, cutting its stockpile to the smallest since 1995, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Now, as the Chinese become more affluent, as more and more of them enter into the workforce, they're not going to have quite the surplus to dump in the United States. In Canada, in Australia, and other places around the world. We can see that. So they're the biggest user and the biggest importer of cotton. But here the article continues. American consumers, this is a quote now, American consumers better get used to rising prices on the shelves of Walmart and other retailers. This said by Jessica Lowe, the Shanghai-based managing director at China Market Research Group. China Market Research Group, quote, China manufacturers are getting squeezed, not only by rising cotton costs, but also soaring real estate and labor costs. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay? China's manufacturers getting squeezed, not just the Charmin, but the manufacturers, on rising cotton costs and soaring real estate and labor costs. So as China becomes more capitalist, become more of a capitalist pig in China, as they become more capitalist in China, and all the international gangsters infiltrate their system, they will soon see the same kind of growth that we had here in the Warden June Cleaver 50s America, but they'll go through the same process, you know. As they have gold bars available in ATMs, everyone gets their credit card or the debit card, you know. Everybody wants to have Levi's. Everyone wants a Ralph Lauren or a polo shirt, you know. They can be less and less available for us. They got billions of people, big marketplace. They don't need the United States at all. John Ermatinger, Gap's Asia president, declined to say whether it would raise prices. Quote, we're going to be mindful of our competition, he said in a November the 10th interview in Shanghai. Quote, we are going to be mindful of our consumer. That's how we'll ultimately establish our prices. Watch for a price increase on your T-shirts, folks. Get them while they're cheap. We'll be right back.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where over thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So as you stated earlier, the price of things that you don't need are going to go down dramatically. The things that you do need are going to go up, like T-shirts and things like that. United Text here, which sells $24 million worth of shirts and jackets annually to Gap, plans to raise prices by 5% to 30% for products that will be available in April, Wu said in an interview. The supplier plans to increase capacity to meet retailers' demands, she said. It's very hard to budget for input cost. Now, that's important, all right? Inputs cost. Inputs and outputs. Inputs and outtakes. You're going to pay a lot more for inputs as things go forward here if prices are as volatile as they are, said Peter Rizzo, Sydney-based managing director at the FC Stone Australia Pty, whatever that means. It heightens the awareness of Chinese textiles manufacturers to look at risk management tools. Cotton silk blend fabric has surged to about 70% to $2.03 a yard since July, and prices are now quoted on a daily basis. Wait a minute. Quoting prices daily? Seems like we're revisiting history now. We can give clients a price now, but it'll only be valid for a week, said Tianlong Hu, Some manufacturers aren't taking orders for next year because of the fluctuating cotton prices, Jacques Penet, Chief Executive Officer Myron Ullman, said November the 12th, quote, if cotton goes up 50% or 70% or wherever it lands, there will be an impact on pricing that everybody in our industry is going to feel. But our objective is to have a competitive advantage, particularly on key price points the consumer would expect us to maintain. So just watch. Falling prices, not at a Walmart near you, not anymore. Bank of America home loan head says no homes were improperly seized. Well, what do you know about that? No, not one. Clea Benson and Lorraine Woolert, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg, flaws in Bank AmeriCorps' foreclosure paperwork haven't caused the bank to seize any homes improperly, the president of the company's home loan division said in testimony prepared for Congress today. See, figures don't lie, but liars figure, and this is a good one. Barbara DeSoer, or should I say DeSayer, if you would look at Boehner as opposed to Boner. This woman spells her name similarly. Barbara DeSoer of Bank of America, who will appear before the Senate Banking Committee, is among at least seven banking officials who will face lawmakers' questions today and Thursday in the first congressional hearings on the problems with foreclosure documents that surfaced publicly in September. Also scheduled to testify today is David Lohman, chief executive of J.P. Morgan Chase & Company's Home Loan Division. DeSoer, Lohman. Lawmakers who are returning to Washington for a post-election session before a new Congress takes office in January said they will ask federal regulators as well as banking officials about what actions they have taken to ensure that foreclosures were fair and legal. Now, they really ought to have Donna Barrett come in and testify before Congress. She could fill their ears with some truth. Thus far, we have confirmed the basis for our foreclosure decisions has been accurate, DeSoer said in her prepared testimony, lawyered up to her eyeballs, no doubt. At the same time, however, we have not found a perfect process. All right? Our process was not what it should have been. Quite simply, it did not live up to our standards. You could say it wasn't up to their best practices, but they have lessons learned. Because the congressional session lasts only a few more weeks and the calendar is already full, any legislative action related to foreclosures will likely wait until the new session in January. So they're going to just, you know, step aside from this one. Well, that's not the only one that's getting stepped aside. Ian Katz and Lorraine Woolhart, again, writing for Bloomberg, bailout panel warns of bank mortgage losses and urges a stress test. Regulators should contest new stress tests on banks because legal challenges to foreclosures and uncertainties in the housing market could threaten the financial system. Not banks, the financial system. A congressional watchdog named Sparky said. They keep Sparky by the door, I'm sure. Quote, if document irregularities prove to be pervasive and, more importantly, throw into question ownership of not only foreclosed properties but also pooled mortgages, the results could be significant harm to the financial stability, close quote. The Congressional Oversight Panel for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP, said in a report today. Quote, bank regulators should also conduct a new stress test. What's a stress test, anyway? Come on in, Mr. Jones. Sit down on the table here. How are you feeling? Care for some Coke? How about an Asian horn? Anyway, bank regulators should also conduct new stress tests on Wall Street banks to measure their ability to deal with a potential crisis. The attorneys general in all 50 states last month opened an investigation into whether banks and loan servicers use faulty documents or improper practices to foreclose on homes. Barry the Usurper has rejected calls for a nationwide moratorium on foreclosures, saying it could hurt the housing recovery. Barry, get your head out of the darkness. In the worst-case scenario, a clear chain of title, an essential element of a functioning housing market, may be difficult to establish for properties subject to mortgage loans that were pooled and securitized, according to the report. The panel led by Senator Ted Kaufman, a Delaware Democrat, singled out one investor demand that could seek to force Bank of AmeriCorp to repurchase and absorb partial losses on $47 billion in loans. Disabling damage? If several similar-sized actions, whether motivated by concerns about underwriting or loan ownership, were to succeed, the company could suffer disabling damage to its regulatory capital. Mortgage servicers who have failed to follow the law must be held accountable. We've been talking about responsible for the 8 years of Jorge Bush. Only of late have we started to shift the discussion to accountable. That's like having a balance scale. That's like having a ledger sheet. All of your pluses are on one side and all of your negatives are on the other. And if you happen to come up short on the balance, we've got some good, strong, sturdy Canadian hemp rope right waiting for you. Phyllis Caldwell, the chief of the Treasury Homeowners Preservation Office, told the oversight panel in a hearing last month, at this stage, there appears to be no evidence of systemic risk. Phyllis, you need a job. How about McDonald's? See you later. Here's another one. Talk about bailout. All right, FHA. FHA reserves fall to the lowest on record as the agency boosts capital. Lorraine Woolard, been a real popular writer this morning. She's got her name on most of these articles. Maybe they're featuring her. W-O-E-L-L-E-R-T. You figure it out. Lorraine Woolard. Woolard. It's not Whalert. It's not Whalert. You know, it's not Boehner. It's Boner. It's Boner. Yeah, Boner. Anyway, it's like the Boer Wars, B-O-E-R, you know, Boer Wars, Boehm, B-O-E-H-M. Anyway, shame on me for being a phonetic pronouncer. FHA and mortgage insurance reserves fell to their lowest on record, failing to meet the legal minimum for a second year in a row. Now, what would happen if you failed to meet a legal minimum somewhere in your life? You'd probably get slapped. Maybe you'd get fined. Maybe you get tased, but not the FHA. All right, the agency said in a report to Congress, the capital ratio, a measure of the insurance fund's ability to withstand losses, fell to 0.50% in the year ended September 30th, from 0.53% a year earlier and 3% in 2008. The Washington-based agency said in a report today, the FHA is required to maintain a ratio of at least 2%. Well, if they're required to maintain a ratio of at least 2%, and they're at 0.50, what's being done? Nothing. FHA, here's the quote, is sustaining significant losses from loans insured prior to 2009, and its capital reserve ratio remains below the congressionally mandated threshold of 2% of all insurance in force, the agency said in a statement. Well, what did the government say? Nothing. Quote, however, the report concludes that under conservative assumptions of future growth of home prices and without any new policy actions, FHA's capital ratio is expected to approach 2% in 2014 and exceed the statutory requirement in 2015. They get a five-year pass. You wouldn't get it. I don't get it. But the FHA, they get it. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name.
I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. In the first hour, a bag full of news, like I like to say, newsy news, and lots of newsy news to you. Anyway, we got some more of that going, but we're still into this article in regards to the FHA sustaining significant losses from home loans, all right? This is important. At least it's important to me. Hopefully it will be to you, too, when we understand the implications long term. However, the report concludes, again, that under conservative assumptions for future growth of home prices, we haven't even seen the bottom of the cycle yet. I think that we better wait until we get to the bottom before we start projecting what the future growth of the home price is going to be, unless we know what the inflation rate is going to be going forward. And without any new policy actions, the FHA's capital ratio is expected to approach 2% in 2014, blah, 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 and exceed the statutory requirements by 2015. Newer home loans insured by the FHA, which guarantees a fifth of the U.S. mortgages. So you got Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the FHA. Oh, my. Are there any houses left? Provided funding for almost 40% of those issued in the past year are performing well and helped boost total capital by $1.5 billion to a record of $33.3 billion. Of course, there was no robo-signing in the last year, was there? I don't know, probably not. Even in a worst-case scenario in which home prices fell 24% from current levels, FHA could cover claims without a taxpayer bailout, the report said. Why is a taxpayer bailout a presumed default here? Isn't that like an extraordinary measure? Or has it just become standard operating procedure? Quote, based on the evidence we're seeing, FHA is weathering the economic storm while helping to create a firm foundation for our nation's recovery, said the agency commissioner David H. Stevens in a statement. Well, there's that one. Take it or leave it. Michigan Republicans may give Ford General Motors relief on regulations for emissions. You know, folks, at some particular point in life, we should start to see actual change, real change. I've shared the story before, in 1978, bought a brand new Honda Civic, those little roller skates, those little pregnant things looked so funny and nice. Man, that was the greatest car. Front wheel drive, 4-cylinder engine, 4-speed on the floor, could get rubber in 4 gears. You could drive through hail, sleet, snow. You could carry sheets of plywood on the top and put a roof rack up on there. I've come home with plywood and drywall and everything else. boxes of drywall mud in the back. You just fold down the back seat. Greatest little hatchback car that ever was invented, Honda Civic. About 40 miles to the gallon all the time. Can't seem to do that these days. General Motors Company, Ford Motor Company, and Chrysler Group LLC. This article off Bloomberg, written by an Angela Grayling Keene and a Jeff Green and a Craig Tudell. They all work for, I bought my mayorship, Michael Bloomberg, the man who's known for saying number 16, kill it, in regards to illegitimate children, fathered by himself. What a crude way to talk to your secretary, number 16, kill it. Wow. You find that quote up on Wikipedia, if you have the stomach to read it. Representative Fred Upton of Kalamazoo, now I should get into it. General Motors, Ford Company, Chrysler LLC may get relief from regulations such as higher fuel economy standards. Why are we building all these Don Quixote windmills and bringing in all of the solar panels when we're not going to do anything about fuel economy standards? These cars are not getting any better gasoline, even though they're 10 times as expensive today than they did in 1978. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So, you know, it just goes back and forth, left, right. You got the Greens and the Browns, the Browns, the Greens and the Browns, Republicans, the Democrats and Republicans. But Representative Fred Upton of Kalamazoo. Now, he wouldn't be prejudiced, would he? He knows which side of the bread gets buttered. Yeah, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Representative Fred Upton of Kalamazoo is among the candidates to become the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which oversees legislation on vehicle safety and emissions. And Republican David Kemp. I mean, that's like bringing in McDonald's. You know, I heard an article. Who mentioned it? It was, let's see, Michael Vale, I think, bringing in McDonald's and Pepsi-Cola into England to write the food safety laws. Right. Well, we've got Representative Fred Upton of Kalamazoo, Michigan, among candidates to become chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which oversees, I guess that rules out, you know, getting off, you know, all of our oil and natural gas onshore and getting out of OPEC. I guess that scrubs that out. They'll be bobbing and weaving and stepping and fetching for the Rockefeller oil interest and Queen Beatrix and, you know, the Queen of England, British Petroleum, Beyond Petroleum, yeah. Fred Upton, oh my goodness, which oversees legislation on vehicle safety and emissions, said Republican David Kemp from Midland is in line to head the House Ways and Means Committee, which sets policy on tax issues. Quote, the election was a piece of luck for Detroit. Oh, you think it's a piece of luck? How fortunate! How lucky! How timely! A piece of luck for Detroit, Sean McEllenden said. Leave it to the Irish to be looking to rub the belly of their leprechauns. Chief economist at the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan, said in an interview, quote, when they needed a Democrat to bail them out with a bankruptcy, they got Obama. Now they need Republicans to fight these fuel mandates and maybe even slow them down. And they got Mr. Upton of Kalamazoo. Leadership positions for Upton and Kemp would return the Michigan-based companies to the influence they had when Representative John Dingell from the state led the Energy and Commerce Committee, according to McElinden, who advised to bury the usurper's auto task force. Dingell was ousted 2 years ago as chairman by fellow Democrat Henry Waxman. That'd be the Waxman Markey Bills. Mm-hmm. Waxman and Dingell will remain on the committee when Republicans take control of Congress next year. Waxman. H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. The Obama administration provided government financing to rescue Detroit-based GM and Chrysler of Auburn Hills, Michigan, through planned bankruptcies. GM plans to sell 365 million shares. Isn't that interesting? What a number. 365 million shares. Go back and visit with the Book of Enoch. Or a 24% stake, twice 12, four sixes, three-eighths for perfection, in an initial public offering this week, according to a November the 3rd filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The sale would trim the government's holding in the company to 43% from 61%. Mind-numbing regulations, Dingell helped automakers fend off tougher fuel economy rules. Damn, that's the reason why cars are still getting 8 miles to the gallon. People in Europe driving around going 90 and 100 miles to a gallon. But anyway, now the administration is weighing the possibility of almost doubling fuel economy standards to 62 miles per gallon by 2025. That really pushes it down the road there, doesn't it? Maybe some of us will still be alive. Maybe some of us will be able to own one of these automobiles to get 62 miles per gallon. Unfortunately, at that time, the cost for a gallon of gasoline will probably be pushing $300. Based on administration analysis released on October the 1st, one of my roles will be to use oversight to really control the job-killing, mind-numbing regulation from the administration. Upton said in a November the 9th interview, quote, we will prevent the administration from regulating what it can't legislate. Keep them from regulating what it can't legislate. Well, it's a lengthy article, and it does continue. Let's let it go and go to the next one here, please. Dudley, Dudley says the QE2 critics don't understand the Fed's exit plan. Hard to say whether Dudley has an exit plan. Hardly say that Fed has an exit plan. But if you're going to criticize QE2, I guess we need to understand the plan. And apparently, this article is going to open it all up for us. This is written by Carolyn Salas, new news, Bloomberg. Federal Reserve Bank of New York President William Dudley, of course, prior to that it was Timmy Geithner, William Dudley said critics of the expansion of monetary stimulus are underestimating the central bank's ability to raise interest rates when necessary. No. None of us that ever lived through the inflation of Ronald Reagan underestimate the ability of the Fed to jack interest rates. There's only two tools: increase or decrease the monetary supply, and increase and decrease the interest rates. People do not clearly understand that we have an enlarged balance sheet. How about engorged? How about bulbous? We have an enlarged balance sheet and not have a long-term inflation problem, Dudley said in an interview with CNBC. We are very confident of our ability to exit when the time comes. Front running, electronic trading, yeah, they'll exit when the time comes, but somebody's going to take it in the shorts. And the Chinese aren't very happy about that either. And was it their ICBM launched off the coast of California? Well, I guess the rumors are going to abound. But if it was Chinese, everybody in the Department of Defense, from the level of a corporal on up, should be fired. A group including former Republican government officials and economists urged Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke in a letter to stop his expansion of monetary easing, saying it risks an inflation surge. And there was a big Wall Street Journal article about that. Oh, here it is mentioned. The missive will be published today in today's edition of the Wall Street Journal and New York Times. Jennifer Polom, P-O-L-O-M, doesn't exactly sound like an Irish Catholic name to me, a spokeswoman for Economics 21. Economics 21. Agenda 21, Economics 21. A Washington research group whose logo is on the letterhead said yesterday, Fed officials are trying to counter criticism at home and abroad that its policy threatens to boost inflation and weaken the dollar against the currencies of emerging nations that rely on trade for growth. You know, we'll spend a few minutes on that today as well. Take a look at some of these documents that came out of G20. Anyway, back to the discussion here. Credit demand. The Fed can pay interest on excess reserves, which allows us to raise the cost of credit in a way to moderate credit demand when the time comes. Say it again. The Fed can pay interest on excess reserves. What is it? How does the Fed pay interest on an excess reserve? Foolish Will. Oh, they loan it into existence. Oh, they can pay unlimited amounts of interest. They just ask Timmy to turn on the printing press, right? I guess that, which allows us to raise the cost of credit in a way to moderate credit demand when the time comes. That's what Dudley said, according to a transcript. Well, there you go. You got it all now. We'll be right back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet.
TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So again, trying to make heads or tails out of what's going down with the Federal Reserve and what's happening in the economy. Back to this article off Bloomberg in regards to Dudley. Dudley Do-Right here, the Fed chair for the New York Bank. He continues, he says, that tool we did not have prior to the fall of 2008. But of course, you must add that after 2008 fell, they got a new tool, right? And that's what they're using now is their new tool. Just another old tool, probably, but it is a new tool now. So if you're reading the old money and banking textbooks, yes, the old money and banking textbooks, look, Bubba, got a lot of those old money and banking textbooks that say that you're dead wrong, you Keynesian puke. You would be very concerned that the increase in the size of the Fed's balance sheet is going to ultimately lead to a long-term inflation problem. It's pretty well going to have to do that, Bubba. That's a fact. The U.S. Central Bank's policy setting Federal Open Market Committee, that's the FOMC, on November the 3rd, we read you the report, embarked on a second round of unconventional stimulus. An unconventional stimulus, would that like to be the cattle prod up your anal orifice? Announcing it would buy $600 billion of treasuries through June in an effort to increase inflation and bring down unemployment rate hovering near a 26-year high. Dudley defended the Fed's decision against international criticism that came out of the G20 meeting. They went over there talking about wanting to talk about Agenda 21, and they came back wiping the sweat off their brows. Dudley defended the Fed's decision against international criticism that the central bank would roil global economies by deflating the U.S. dollar. Officials in China, Germany, and Brazil have complained about the Fed's announcement, with German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble calling the move clueless and suggesting it was aimed at driving down the U.S. currency. Off-base criticism, Dudley called Schäuble's criticism off-base. Off-base. A U.S. economy that's growing faster, quote-unquote, growing faster, and has, quote, stronger employment growth, close-quote, and, quote, less risk of deflation is, quote, very much, close quote, in the best interest of the global economy. He's got a stutter or something, Dudley said. He said the Fed isn't, quote, trying to push the dollar to any particular level. Well, there's more to that. By easing financial market conditions, the asset purchasing program will make housing more affordable, lower business investment costs, and increase household wealth by supporting the stock market. See a show of hands for all of you that are in the stock market this morning. Now let's say a prayer for our brothers and sisters. It's going to generate a little bit more employment growth, Dudley said. It's not a fantasy. It's not a magic wand. It's going to make the economy grow a little bit faster. Well, we'll see about that. Here's another one. A little some more of these fantastic people. Simon Clark and John Grover writing this. Battle with bondholders looms after the G20 agrees on the Basel rules. You know, they're not getting a lot of support globally, internationally here. We see Angela Merkel coming along. She's looking really pissed. The next hurdle to bank reform is looming after U.S. President, well, I wouldn't call him that, after Barry the Usurper, another group of 20 leaders endorsed the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision's new rules in South Korea last week, the bond market. Regulators worldwide seeking to protect taxpayers from having to foot the bill for future bank bailouts and to cushion big lenders in time of stress will now turn their attention to preventing the collapse of systemically important financial firms. Why not just let them fall? Among the tools they're considering are capital instruments that would force investors in bank debt to bear the cost of a bailout by slashing the value of their bonds or converting them to equity in a crisis. That doesn't sit well with buyers of senior bank bonds who prize the certainty they'll be repaid in full. You say repaid in fuel. Yeah, that's Freudian slip there, Will. All right. Where's Flight 73 when you need it, you know? Right there. Goldman Sachs, new stainless steel building. The 201 members of the Morgan Stanley Capital International's World Bank Index need investors to help refinance $3 trillion of bonds coming due by the end of next year, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. They need investors to help refinance them. Anybody stupid enough to put their money in there deserves to lose it all. It's a way to turn a rather large fortune into a very small fortune overnight. Quote, the flexibility the regulators want and the predictability that my investors want seem irreconcilable, said John Hale, investment affairs manager of the London-based Association of British Insurers. Basel III changes the rules of the game. UK's insurers manage about £1.5 trillion. Boy, that's heavy. What a heavy debt. I'm tired of it. Let's go away from that and go here. Just when you thought you were in for a change, more change, drug makers seek Republican allies to eliminate Medicare cost-cutting panel. Now we understand why it was so important to get all those teabaggers in Congress. It was to help out Big Pharma. And Endney and Jeffrey Young are writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. Or you can get some pills here. Medicare Health, 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-MEDICARE. Sign up today. Pharmaceutical companies led by Eli Lilly and Company are trying to eliminate a government panel aimed at controlling Medicare spending 7 months after they supported the health care overhaul that created it. You see, they finance both sides of the discussion. This is thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Synthesis, in this case, will be status quo. All steam ahead. Big Pharma. The presidentially appointed board, unelected boards and councils, has the ability to control drug prices. Unelected boards and councils. If you're not happy with what the board of the council does, stop, you're out of luck. Because they will be controlling drug prices by reducing the amount of federal Medicare program will pay for medicines. Bart Peterson, senior vice president of corporate affairs, at an Indianapolis-based Eli Lilly said in a November 10th telephone interview, quote, if price controls are imposed, you end up with a disincentive to make the kind of investments necessary to be able to produce the next generation of drugs, Peterson said. I think we've had enough generations of drugs. I don't know about you, but an herbal cure would be my first choice, and after that, I'll just tough it out. The drug industry's endorsement of the health law included a promise to contribute $80 billion toward the overhaul, helping Democrats offset new spending in the bill and clearing the way for passage in March. Now, manufacturers will need help from Republicans who take control of the House next year to weaken or eliminate part of the law. The board was one of the key parts of the health reform that will set our system on a path to sustainability. Jessica Santillo, a spokeswoman for the Department of Health and Human Services, said in an email, the drug industry endorsed the law, even though manufacturers considered the cost-cutting board to be harmful. And so on. And so on. Eli Lilly, developing a strategy with the trade association, Peterson said, our industry is united on this. Healthcare? Guess again. Don't think so, actually. I think the whole thing is pretty much a scam. I'd like to see the whole thing end. Get rid of all those social safety nets and go back to the beginning one more time. I'm going to go back to the beginning run one more time right here and pick up this one. I want to see the Davos Forum special address from Seoul G20 Summit. Priorities and challenges. Meet Lee Myung-buk, the President of the Republic of Korea. We'll be right back.
Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and I'm looking now at a Davos Forum special address. This is all on the, you can find it on the website, www.g20.utoronto.ca. That's what I missed. I got the CA in there. I dropped it in the chat room, and they're telling me it's not working, but it looks like it's all correct to me. But anyway, www.g20.utoronto.ca, and you'll be able to find out of Seoul, Korea, South Korea, the various documents that were prepared and released following this recent G20 meeting. But this particular one, this Davos Forum special address, is one of the last in the list. The Seoul G20 summit looks forward to that summit in Korea, and it was prepared for the Davos Forum. And we covered that Davos meeting quite heavily. But this was written by, or prepared for, or presented by Lee Myung-bak, on the President of the Republic of Korea on the 28th of January, all right, of 2010, it looks like. Good morning, he says. It's a great privilege to address such a distinguished audience of world leaders at the World Economic Forum. I am grateful to Professor Schwab and the organizers for giving me an opportunity to share my thoughts on the forthcoming G20 summit to be held in Seoul in November of this year, he writes. This is a 16-page document, but it's all double-spaced and big letters, so we'll breeze through it quickly. Before starting on the main address, I'd like to convey the heartfelt sympathies of all Koreans to the victims and survivors of the recent earthquake in Haiti. Putting a time period on it for you. As an immediate measure, the Korean government is actively engaged in a flow of relief in concert with non-government bodies. Could be non-governmental bodies. Together with other summit colleagues in the G20, I will work on support and long-term reconstruction. Now you would think, well, gee, goodness gracious, you know, South Korea with, you know, the recipients of aid, more aid, more aid, more aid, after we, you know, destroyed their country and split them in half during the world, at the end of World War II, having fought a Korean War, all right? Our friends here and allies, Korea, right? Anyway, together with our summit colleagues in the G20, I will work on support and long-term reconstruction. So we can go right back to Agenda 21, where we talk about pre-disaster planning. Then you go through a period of recovery, and then post-disaster reconstruction. It's just Agenda 21, Chapter 7.60, I think. Might even be Chapter 7.59. Developing sustainable human settlement development. Ladies and gentlemen, now he's going to address the people. We've just been through a very difficult time for the world economy. We have just been through a very difficult time for the world economy, 2009. This time last year, that would be 2008, January, you may recall that there was much pessimistic commentary on the possibility of an economic slump that would push the world into another Great Depression. So that kind of discussion is still happening, but apparently they're transitioning away from that now. Fortunately, the picture is now somewhat brighter than those worst predictions, because we're not going to have such a deep Great Depression. It'll just be a depression. The world economy has gone through a period of stabilization is now showing some tentative signs of recovery. I'm going to share this with you because this is where a lot of the talking points come from that we're still finding in the news today. These folks are so far ahead of us, you know, that they can't even see us in the rearview mirror. They've already gone over the hill. We're still on the valley prior to that hill. The world economy has gone through a period of stabilization and is now showing some tentative signs of recovery. I believe that much of the credit for the better than expected, they didn't expect it to be so good, but it did. So I believe that much of the credit for the better than expected outcome of the world economy should be given to the unprecedented, look that word up sometime, you'll hear it a lot in the news these days, unprecedented. There was no precedent. There was no prior precedent. Who called for it? Who asked for it? Who cares, right? Should be given to the unprecedented level of policy cooperation among the advanced and emerging countries of the G20. Now, when you say policy cooperation, you're talking about both the fiscal policy, which is what the legislators do in all of the global democracies that were created ever since Woodrow Wilson decided to make the world safer democracy, doing the bidding of Colonel Edward Mandel House and Bernard Baruch and all the other people helping him. But again, it's this idea of unprecedented level of policy cooperation, policy You've got fiscal policy. Again, this is the law. And then you've got monetary policy. This is Dudley and Ben Bernanke. The initial resolve shown in the first G20 summit. And you see, the G20 is new now, relatively a year old, what, something like that. Maybe 2 years. The initial resolve shown in the first G20 summit in Washington in November of 2008, yes, 2 years, 2 years ago, was followed up with swift and bold coordinated policy responses in successive summits in London and Pittsburgh. It was thanks to such bold action that the world economy pulled out from its free fall and managed to enter a period of stabilization. In other words, they got the patient on the table, and all the life support things are plugged into them, and they're just kind of laying there, stable. Blip, 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 blip. It fell out of its free fall, not the same way that Building 7 collapsed, but this was different. I do not doubt that the newfound status of the G20 as the premier forum for international economic cooperation, we can stop right there, and think about this idea of the G20 now being as the premier forum for international economic cooperation. You can go back to, you know, the big three and the big four, World Wars I and World Wars II, the League of Nations, that failure. And then the big three and the big four, they stood back and they created the United Nations. And then the big three and the big four took all the key places and held the Security Council and Atomic Energy Commission and those sort of things, and came in again. If you think about it from the standpoint of corporations, you've got two or three guys that were the original entrepreneurs, the monetary, the capitalists, and the projecteurs, and they create this idea, this business, and they make a corporation, they file all the paperwork, and then in their bylaws they say, well, it'll be run by a board of directors, and so they bring in their sons and their daughters on the board of directors. But the stockholders don't like that arrangement. And so they want a voice at the table. They feel like they're the little people. And so the capitalists say, okay, the capitalists of finance and industry, they say, okay, we'll give you room at the table. You all come on in, and we'll now have 20 members on our board of directors. And so your major shareholders, you come in, and you sit here. And you can meet once a month, and you can talk. And when that happens, the original capitalists, the big three, the big four, they go in the other room and enjoy their cognac and their cigars, and they resume having their meetings in private while they allow the 20-member board to be out in front. And so this is the public face of the G20. This is the public face of the captains of finance and industry. I do not doubt that the newfound status of the G20 as the premier forum for international economic cooperation, this is like going on the floor, the Secretariat, in the United Nations meetings, and everybody has a translator and an earpiece, and you get to sit there and sit there and sit there while all the action is happening in the hotel down the street. I do not doubt that the newfound status of the G20 as a premier forum for international economic cooperation owes much to its proven accomplishments to date. Now, we'll be looking with great anticipation to see what proven accomplishments come out of and follow this G20 summit in Seoul, South Korea. But if you recall from the article off Bloomberg, they had to raise the windows and open the doors. The conversations were getting so heated. And yet none of these documents that came out of Seoul, South Korea, reflect the heated debate. All of this stuff looked like it was written months in advance, and probably was. Got it from Tavistock, or maybe they appealed to any of the other great foundations and think tanks, maybe Brookings Institute and some of the others, Peterson and the boys. Continuing, I'm keenly aware of the weight of the responsibility in taking on such an important role. It's an enormous privilege to chair the G20. Together with all Koreans, I await this year's task with anticipation. So here, a year ago, here we're anticipating it, moving forward to it, and now we're just post this time period. I thank my fellow G20 leaders for their vote of confidence in Korea's ability to play this pivotal role. And it's interesting that he chose, Korea, because they're like kind of a poster child. The G20 this year will continue its efforts to overcome the consequences of the global financial crisis and to redouble its efforts in coordinating policies towards recovery. We'll see about those policies for recovery. In addition, it's time for the G20 to set the post-crisis agenda. Post-crisis. So you've got pre-disaster planning, then you deal with the disaster, and then you have the post-disaster reconstruction. And so now we're in the post-crisis agenda. They're setting the post-crisis agenda. So somewhere in all of these documents, we should see the roadmap for the future. In addition, again, it's time for the G20 to set the post-crisis agenda and to build the platform that will ensure the sustained and balanced growth of the world economy in the months and years ahead. And the Fed better get a global perspective of it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So again, back to this document out of Seoul, South Korea. Actually, this particular document was written back in 2009 in the November or the January summit in Davos. All right, but this is where they got the nod and they got the opportunity to host the G20 summit for Korea. Continuing, the three previous G20 summits began the search for reforms toward a more resilient financial system, aimed at preventing a repeat of the recent financial crises. Reforms toward a more resilient financial system. We're talking about a global system. a global economic system. We have all this wrangling going on between Dudley and, you know, and the detractors in the whores in the whorehouse on the Potomac, as Alfred Edis likes to call it, so rightly so. But all of this wrangling and hanky-wringing is really just stage theater. Although they're going to have some application of these various and sundries, you know, to implement it on a national and on a statewide and on a countywide and on a local level. So they have to have legislation in order to make these things work. I wonder sometimes between the agreements and treaties, and the difference between treaties and agreements, memorandums of understanding, and law and legislation. Different things going on there. The executive orders, that wild card that can be thrown at any time. The three previous G20 summits began the search for reforms. Anytime you hear that word, your ears need to just perk up. The reforms. Yeah. However, the most immediate goal was to orchestrate, right? We're writing music. We're writing a little piece for everybody. Here's something for the tuba. Here now, this is something for the oboe. All right? We've got some violin work over here. And maybe if you're lucky, you'll have a vocalist. Or maybe she'll just be the woman wearing the brass brassiere and the horned helmet. Anyway. However, the most immediate goal was to orchestrate the policy response, orchestrating it, to the global financial crisis. This would be your Edward Bernays School of Public Relations, marketing, global marketing, and the accompanying severe economic downturn. As mentioned already, I believe it was thanks to such coordinated effort that the world economy, it's just such a big problem, you know. Nobody can do it by themselves, but together we can. As the Prime Minister of Ireland is finding out, no one can work in this world. No one can live and exist in this world by themselves, but together we can. If you join and embrace the EU, together we can. I believe it was thanks to such coordinated effort that the world economy managed to achieve its recent stabilization. Once again, the patient's lying on the gurney, and they got all the wires attached to him. It's stable, but we're not sure it's going to survive. The burden of the policy response so far has fallen on public sector intervention. What is public sector? The difference between public and private. A public-private partnership. These are the captains of finance and industries pulling the strings on their elected officials. The public sector is the government or the governance structure, and the private sector are all the actors and stakeholders, or at least they are the stakeholders. However, government can be a stakeholder, and government quite often becomes an actor as a change agent or otherwise. As the global economy finds its feet again, each G20 member country will need to consider carefully how it will implement its exit strategy. And here, just days after the Seoul G20, we've got Dudley coming out with headline information right on Bloomberg, reinforcing this, orchestrating that the Fed has an exit strategy, even though we know they haven't. There is no way out. The only way out will be to take your hat in your handbag, Mr. Bernanke, and see if you can get out of the country before the hangers catch you and put a new tie around your neck. This year, one of the tasks of the G20 will be to coordinate the transition to a more normal policy stance once the appropriate conditions are in place. This year, again, this is now past, this is history, the transition to a more normal policy stance once the appropriate conditions are in place. That ought to keep you awake at night. As we make this transition towards a more normal policy stance, the focus of the G20 must shift towards putting in place the longer-term framework for policy coordination that will ensure the sustainable and balanced growth of the world economy. Putting in this new framework. Agenda 21 is a framework. It is an action plan. It's an agenda for the 21st century that came out of the Earth Summit, Rio de Janeiro, 1992. And now in 2009, they've been putting together this new framework for policy coordination. And many of these other papers, I'm going to read a little bit from each of them this week. We'll get these under our belt as we move forward on the roadmap to peace. So they're going to put together this new framework for what? To ensure what? Sustainable and balanced growth. In other words, it's something that can be propped up. It's something that can be shored up. It can't stand on its own, but together we can. In particular, as chair of the G20, we'll devote our energies to achieving consensus across G20 member countries. That's where you dialogue everybody into consensus. You know, bring them all in a room, have them sit on the floor in circles, little drum circles, you know. Do some exercises, some limbering up, you know, and whatnot. Then we bring out all of the paper easels and our pens, and then we give them all of the suggestions, and then we collect all the easels, and we sit down and we write up the piece of paper that was written in advance by the Tavistock Institute, and we put it out as a report, but as a consensus meeting. But I see achieving consensus across the G20 member countries for the successful implementation of what? The framework for strong, sustainable, and balanced growth. You see, it's already been written. Agreed at the Pittsburgh summit last year, so they wrote the document. Now they're out doing consensus meetings, getting everybody to agree. This is called obtaining public buy-in and voluntary compliance. Public buy-in and voluntary compliance in the international community. We can find out a little bit more about that by going back and looking at Bueti's writing, and we look at the idea of obedience and voluntary compliance and withdrawing your consent. In addition, an important task of G20 is to follow up on the initiatives taken at previous summits on reform of financial regulation. So we have the new bodies and organs being created in all of the various countries around the world, and they have these new financial regulators. And they're regulating towards a global solution. Not a local solution, not a state solution, not a national solution, but a global solution. Reform of financial regulation toward a more resilient global financial system. More resilient. And the reform of international financial institutions such as the IMF and the World Bank. Concerning financial regulation, important issues include finding ways to counter the pro-cyclical nature of the financial system. This is your boom and bust cycle. As well as the problem of institutions that are too big to fail. In other words, when monopoly capitalism reaches its apex, the systems become very dangerous. They become frail. It follows the same logic that was laid out by Peter F. Drucker so many years ago in his concept of corporation. As an instrument grows, say a lending agency created by Congress, the something that was approved by Congress like Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or the FHA, as they grow, once they have gone from a instrument of facilitating the lending on houses into an institution, they become private corporations, and they grow to mammoth and monopolistic size, they inevitably decay. We went through the seven stages of civilization with Carol Quigley. We will need to follow through on the progress achieved to date as well as find solutions for unresolved issues. Issues. Having gone through the recent financial crisis, we have been reminded of some of the weaknesses of the current system of international crisis prevention and early warning led by the financial institutions, the IFIs. As we approach the Seoul Summit, we will devote our energies towards reaching agreement on a stronger and a more effective early warning and surveillance mechanism at the international level. And we've been hearing about the need in the United States of America to create these early warning and surveillance mechanisms for our lending institutions. In order for the International Monetary Fund and the other IFIs to fulfill their goal, it is important that they command broad support. Command broad support. It goes without saying that such broad support can only be gained through the accountability and legitimacy that comes to an institution with a governance structure that is truly representative of its members. Well, that's all we have today. Might as well end on a representative note, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.